There will be a free presentation on a common heart condition offered at Memorial Health Center on Monday, March 22nd. Hosting the presentation, Dr. John Jankowski.
We are talking about atrial fibrillation. Sometimes call it AFib, easier to say, shorter. It's a irregular heart rhythm.
Is this a common thing in area residents?
It's relatively uncommon in younger age groups, say 40 to 50. As we get up into the 70 and 80-year-olds, it's about 10% of the population that has atrial fibrillation. So it's a very common problem. There's about 2.5 million people affected right now. So within the next, 20 years, we're going to see roughly a doubling of the people in AFib, be about 5.5 million people affected. Whenever something looks like it's getting more common, you say, well, are we just getting better at finding this? And that's an honest question. I think one of the things that's driving awareness is that we have things that we can do for AFib now that we couldn't do for AFib before. You know, up until really probably 5 or 6 years ago, the two primary treatments for AFib were medications to either control the heart rate or try to get people back into a normal rhythm, which only works about half of the time. And then those people would also have to be on a blood thinner called Coumadin or Warfarin, which has its own set of risks and problems. The other therapy that's been available for quite a long time, maybe even 20 years, is catheter ablation, where it's kind of like having a heart cath where they put the little catheter in your groin and put it up into the heart, and they perform a procedure inside the heart called an ablation. The problem with that is it really only works about half of the time. So again, you know, when you think about success, we haven't had anything that really works better than a crapshoot for AFib. And so now we have surgical procedures that we can do for atrial fibrillation. In a way, this is sort of a renaissance of a procedure that was available in the 1980s and then sort of fell by the wayside because it was just a very long, complicated surgery. It was open-heart surgery. It was a very long operation, probably on the order of 7 or 8 hours, long, what we call a pump run, where the body's on the heart-lung machine, and the heart had to be stopped for quite a while because it was such a complex procedure. And so now we do a minimally invasive procedure, and we're one of just a handful of places in the country. There's really fewer than 50 places in the country that do isolated AFib procedures in this fashion. It was kind of in the mid-80s or 90s when they came out with laparoscopic surgery, and they started doing everything in the belly through the scope. So now that's the way that we do this, just through the chest. So we make 3 or 4 small incisions in the chest wall between the ribs. We don't have to spread the ribs. We don't have to divide any muscle. The operation takes about 3 hours. People wake up at the end of the procedure. They spend one night in the hospital, and they go home the next day without their atrial fibrillation.
I have a double question for you, Doctor. One is, what are the symptoms of this? And number two is, how does that differ than a heart attack?
AFib tends to cause palpitations, so a rapid heart rate that can be irregular. People often get lightheaded, they get short of breath, they feel exhausted, they want to sit down. There is generally no pain associated with it. There's none of that chest pressure. There isn't the sweatiness. Typically, you know, when I think of a classic heart attack, you know, what are the things that we try to teach people to think of? They think of, their chest feels like an elephant sitting on it. They have this heaviness. They don't feel good. They might be nauseated. They might even throw up. They oftentimes get sweaty. And so those are the typical presenting symptoms of a heart attack.
So what's the goal of this new procedure then, Doctor?
You know, the goal is to get people off of their medications and off of their blood thinners, which is what most people are really looking for. And so it works very well. It works far better than any other therapy for atrial fibrillation. It's a minimally invasive procedure, and it's fairly well tolerated.
Dr. John Jankowski will be giving this free presentation on Monday, March 22nd from 6:30 till 8 p.m. at Memorial Health Center in Medford.